Teens have been participating in an exclusive street art camp for Art Town, where artists with disabilities and without disabilities work together to create sculptures for public spaces. Our reporter Natalie Van Hooser stopped by to find out more.
Once we take those shapes, we'll show you how to then paint on top of that and create the images you want.
We're in the generator in Sparks, a warehouse where welders, painters, and other artists work and collaborate. In one corner, a group of teens is bent over a table covered with drawings and paints. They're creating cardboard sculptures of retro TVs, which are actually hollow, allowing the students to create 3D scenes where the TV screen would usually be. When the teens finish, their work will be placed around Reno.
The reason that we chose street art as an approach is that it exposes more people who don't intentionally seek art in their daily lives to encounter art. There's an element of randomness or serendipity involved in how someone might view your art.
That's Spencer Allen, one of the camp's teachers. He founded Creative Potential, a company that works with special needs adults to design and create non-toxic toys for children with disabilities. Now, the organization is expanding to host these types of workshops. Alan cuts a piece of cardboard as he sits next to his fellow instructor, Connor Fogel, an artist and computer designer who has cerebral palsy.
Hi. Hello.
So Connor says he loves helping people and teaching people what he knows and passing down his knowledge to kids.
In this case, those skills include computer design, painting, and laser cutting. Alan says these opportunities help people with disabilities feel empowered and able to participate in the community.
People don't realize how much knowledge about arts and computer design that Connor has, and so it's very important for him to be able to have outlets to share that knowledge.
For student Hector Avila, the camp makes art more accessible for others as well.
Street art, you can just go out and observe it and enjoy it. You don't have to pay for it.
In the future, Creative Potential would like to host more programs like this one, and cardboard TVs are already up in locations like the Eddie Beer Garden. The students have created roughly 30 sculptures, so Alan says to keep an eye out for more. Natalie Van Hooser, Reno Public Radio News.
Natalie Van Hooser is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism, and she produced this story in partnership with Our Town Reno, a multimedia street reporting project. As a note of disclosure, Reno Public Radio is a media sponsor for Art Town. Learn more at renoisarttown.com.